Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. After a number of successful missions to Mars, we now know more about the Red Planet than ever before. Stuart Robbins, postdoctoral researcher in astro and geophysics at the University of Colorado Boulder, reveals a powerful new tool that will allow scientists to continue exploring the Martian landscape from the comfort of their offices.
Impact craters form one of the most common surface features across the solar system. We don't often think about them on Earth because we have an active planet that constantly recycles its crust. But when we study other worlds, understanding impact craters is key. One of my research philosophies is that if you're going to do something, do it all. Following that, I spent 5 years literally drawing circles, identifying over 640,000 craters on the planet Mars to get a complete census of all of the ones larger than about a kilometer across. Analyzing that database has just begun, but we're already learning a lot of things that weren't possible under previous, more limited studies. One application is that we're gaining a better understanding of how old different parts of Mars and surface features on the planet are. If a surface has been around longer, it should have more craters on it. We use that along with models to determine the ages. These models are based on looking at how many craters of a certain size there are in the regions that Apollo astronauts landed on the moon. The rocks they brought back have been dated, and then we can say how old a surface with that many craters actually is. A complication to this is the phenomenon of secondary craters. These are craters that form from large blocks ejected when another crater forms. We have to somehow remove secondary craters from the population of primary craters, otherwise we'll get an artificially old age. This large Martian crater database that I put together is helping us to unravel how secondary craters manifest, and it's leading to many important discoveries. These are just two applications of this vast catalog that should prove a useful resource for many researchers for many years to come.
That was Stuart Robbins of the University of Colorado Boulder.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. Is there life on Mars?